Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And here we go, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, and it is finally here, College Football Saturday, and as always, every season, for those of you that like to put a little bit of money on college football games, I will make you some money this season.
No. If you listen to him, people in Radio Land, you will not eat next week. Because you will be just flat out broke. Really, man.
I mean,
don't come on here trying to spin. I'm the football. Dude, you're the baseball guru on this show. I'm the football guy. I'm the football guy. You Everybody that listens to
you
the show.
You literally almost made me cuss on
knows
the air.
This. You're okay. Sitting here talking about Central Florida, blah, 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 and great comebacks, and the bounce house last week. Man, the bounce house was half empty Thursday night.
And it was still louder than a capacity Sanford Stadium.
Yeah. Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
A full slate of high school football action from around the area last night, so we'll get you updated on those scores. Camden took down Inlet Grove 51-18 in the game where they were going to play Beacon Hill, and then the next day they're playing Inlet Grove, and they dominated that football game. It's 51-0 at the half.
Ooh, everybody play.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff Heron's going to put – if it's ugly game, Jeff Heron's playing everybody, even rec league kids, if they're on the sideline.
And everybody played, for sure. Colquitt beat Cedar Grove 28-19.
That was a good matchup, by the way.
It was. And then a basketball score, Lowndes took down Lake Gibson 58-47. Things got crazy in that game. Laser score after score after score. Tift beat Banneker 23-15. Coffey upended Houston 34-10. Lee County 60-0 over East Ridge.
Valdosta and Bainbridge got canceled because of COVID.
Glenn Academy notches their first win of the season over Winder Barrow 35-14. Richmond Hill goes down at the hands of Burke County 27-26.
Ouch. Wildcats are 0-2.
Maybe we don't know as much about Richmond Hill as we thought we knew.
They were dealing with COVID in week one, but Burke County, it's good program.
That is a good program. It's not a terrible program. South Effingham goes down to Appling 41-10, the second week in a row that South Effingham gets blown out by a team in a much lower classification than them.
I'm going to tell you straight up, Mustang fans, if there's about seven of you driving up 95.
Seven of you.
You'll be hearing about South Effingham on the third segment when you on the butt hurt list. Yeah, South Effingham's on it.
In the Battle of the Boroughs, Swainsboro took down Statesboro 15-10. Frederica stepped up to play single A private GHSA Calvary Day, and they went down 47-14.
Calvary's a good program.
Yes, they are.
Very good.
Ware County upended Baldwin 41-20. Beaufort took down Benedictine 33-23. Johnson goes down to the Islands 19-7. Jeff Davis in a huge matchup last night. Two teams that are in my power rankings in this game right here, and Jeff Davis dominates Jenkins 39-7.
Jenkins should not be in any football power anything. Rankings, nothing. Jenkins should have never been there to begin with. So I don't know what you're trying to spin there. Like I said, pitchers and catchers show up in February. Start working on your craft a little better.
Jenkins had done pretty well to this point.
Jenkins is awful.
Speaking of doing well, New Hampstead shut out Savannah 51-0. You might see New Hampstead in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment.
They're coming to play the fourth-rated Brunswick High Pirates because Brunswick's about to drop three spots in the Power Rankings because they didn't play last night.
You don't know that.
Well, I mean, history tells me that.
It's just what the formula decides to do. Yeah, I don't know.
The
I don't
formula.
Know. I haven't looked real hard at it yet.
All right.
Pierce blanks Claxton 38-0. Charlton does the same thing to Long County 40-0. Southeast Bullock 24-0 winners over Telfair.
There you go. Bullock, a Bullock County team will be in the high school Power Rankings coming up. You know it's going to happen. I don't know. Somebody must have some pitchers up there, you or something, in a compromising position.
Nope, they're just good football teams.
Yeah, no, they're not, but go ahead.
ECI beats Vidalia 17-14, and Savannah Christian thumps Valwood 47-7, and those are your scores from this area last night. You are officially updated.
Richmond Hill 0-2. That's a warning sign for Wildcat faithful. They've dropped their first two games. Benedictine lost to Buford. Buford's 3-0. They've beaten three Georgia teams back-to-back-to-back weekends.
Yeah, you're right. They sure have. Glen Academy notches their first win, and that's to be honest with you, that's a game they really had to get, because if they dropped a Winder Barrow, there's a possibility Glenn might not have won their first game until October the 1st, because they've got Coffee and Brunswick coming up on their schedule. You never know about the city championship game, right? Like, it is what it is. But I think it's fair to say, right now at least, and I'm not taking anything away from the Red Terriers or the players or the coaching staff or Rocky Hidalgo, but I think right now when you look at the two teams playing, Coffee's a really good football team. Glenn's really going to have to step up their game to be able to play with them.
And Frederico, they'll bounce back. I mean, Calvary's a good school. They always turn out good college athletes. I mean, let's face it, Calvary's a premier program. If you actually want to be honest and rank premier football teams in Chatham County, Calvary's in the top three or four.
Yeah. Well, I have been saying that all along.
You haven't said
good
anything. I'm sitting here giving us football nuggets.
Yeah, and there are good teams in Savannah, which you have claimed week in, week out, that every team in Savannah stinks.
And Jenkins is not one of them, by the way, like you want to proclaim them to be. New Hampstead's a good team. Calvary's good. Savannah Christian's got a good team. Benedictine's always good, but outside of that, don't talk to me about Savannah football.
If my memory serves me correctly, Jenkins made a deep playoff run last season, their classification.
That's like the Cubs winning a World Series every 100 years.
Here we go.
I mean, come on, man.
Did they make a deep playoff run, yes or no?
They made it to the, third round?
They were in the Elite Eight, at least.
Okay.
They might have been in the Final Four. I don't know. I have to look it up.
They're getting beat by Islands High School. So they're not going to be making a deep run in 2021.
They didn't get beat by Islands High
School. Whoever.
You're just making stuff up. They lost to another team that was in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So, yeah.
Well, they're not going to be making a deep run this year. If you can't go undefeated in Chatham County against Chatham County teams, then you're not going to be making a deep run in any state playoffs in high school football.
Okay.
That's just the way it is. I mean, are you trying to convince our – it's football season, Jason. You're talking to – in radio land here, down here in K-Bay, in the Bennett Auto Group studio – you're talking to people that actually have football knowledge, and week in and week out, and you come on here and you try to spin Jenkins. Our people ain't buying that.
These people that have football knowledge, the reason that they tune in every single week to this show,
so they want to laugh at what you say
during football season, is to listen.
Comedy relief
to what
it comes
I have to
you
say.
Talking about football.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. UCF is officially going to be the best team in the Big 12. Cam, ESPN is calling. Whoever the pitcher was that hit Shohei Ohtani should be suspended forever from Major League Baseball. Wait, the Hawks re-signed a key free agent and didn't lose him? Clint Capela must really like the varsity. NFL, stop trying to shame unvaccinated players. It's just not a good look. Only the Mets would have a GM getting a DUI. You know what they say, the Mets will be the Mets. When I say UCF, you say national championship. JT Daniels, you are about to be exposed. Write this down. Miami will beat Alabama. The Braves are done. Come to South Carolina where you can coach and play quarterback. CM Punk and Darby Allin cannot wait. And these are my thoughts.
You said a lot during those 3 minutes, whatever, however long that was.
It's about a minute and change.
You said quite a bit that is absolute garbage, by the way.
Mm-mm. No.
JT Daniels is about to get exposed.
Well, you know, he hasn't beaten anybody.
Okay.
You know, he's not playing Mississippi State or Vanderbilt, so.
He didn't play Vanderbilt last year.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, it does matter when you're sitting here throwing things out as fact that aren't true and can't be verified.
And Cincinnati gave him everything that he wanted. When he actually played a good team, he didn't play that great.
Oh, they won.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, by Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. If you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off Exit 29 on Interstate 95. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure. I'm always open to answer questions.
Has anybody ever lost a bye week?
No, you don't lose in bye weeks.
I mean, okay. I'll remember that here when you go through your rankings.
And with that, it is now time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And so checking in, dropping one spot this week from number 9 to number 10, the Metter Tigers.
Didn't they win? Oh, they lost the bye week.
They didn't play.
They lost the bye week, so you dropped one spot.
Well, they dropped a spot because moving into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings and their first appearance this season, the Tarleton County Indians debut at number 9.
For beating Long County?
At number 8.
Okay, Bobby.
Checking in to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power
Everybody
Ranking.
Everybody beats Long County.
For the first time this season, I'm sure we'll see a lot more of them, the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, of course. Like clockwork, a Bullock County team jumps in the rankings.
At number 7, moving up a couple of spots, the Coffee County Trojans. A 34-10 win over Houston.
That was a good win for Coffee, by the way.
Also moving up one spot with a huge win of their own. I believe it was a 51-0 shutout. The New Hampstead Phoenix check in at number 6.
They beat Savannah High last night. Savannah High.
At number 5. Basketball. At number 5, upending Jenkins in a very considerable and convincing way, Jeff Davis checks in at number 5.
Were they in the rankings last week?
No.
So they jump in at number 5 for beating Jenkins, who everybody beats.
Jenkins was in the final four last year.
You're giving people credit for beating Long County, and you're giving people credit on this poll for beating Jenkins. And you jump in. You don't just jump in at 10. You jump in at number 5 for beating Jenkins. Really?
Jenkins was in the rankings.
You jump into number 5 for beating the Jenkins Warriors.
Jenkins was in the rankings, and they were in the final four last year. I have respect for Jenkins, despite my partner
over here. Well, nobody else has respect for him.
Checking in at number 4 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Down 3 spots, the Brunswick High Pirates check in at 4.
Like clockwork, Pirate fans. Did I not call it? Did I not call it, Pirate fans, even between the break? Number 1 for 2 weeks in a row, lost the bye week last week, 10-7. They kicked the field goal with no time on the clock.
You didn't lose the bye week.
Pirates dropped 3 spots to number 4.
At number 3, staying at number 3, the Camden County Wildcats with an impressive win of their own last night.
They won, but they don't go up. You drop Brunswick 3 spots for not playing, and Camden wins, who's ranked 3rd, and they don't move up in the poll.
At number 2.
Wow.
Staying at number 2, the Ware County Gators beating Baldwin 31-7, I believe was the score.
Wow.
And moving up 3 spots, we have a new number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, up 3 spots to number 1, the Appling County Pirates. We'll recap. At number 10, Metter. 9, Tarleton. 8, Southeast Bullock. 7, Coffee. 6, New Hampstead. 5, Jeff Davis. 4, Brunswick High. 3, Camden. 2, Ware. And the number 1 team this week in Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings the Appling County Pirates.
Crickets.
For who? I thought
everybody's out there listening. It's just crickets right now.
Appling beat a 6A school handily last night.
Metter hung 60 on them the week before. Appling only hung 41.
And Metter's in the poll.
God.
Metter's at number 10.
And Brunswick, there you go, Brunswick High Pirate fans. You realize what Jason Bishop thinks about you.
I think they're a very good football team. I think they're a state championship contender, and I think they're going to be there in the end.
You're 2-0, ranked number one in the poll for two straight weeks. You lose the bye week last night, and you drop three spots.
You don't lose during the bye week.
Well, obviously, you do. Listen, who dropped at the end of the poll for losing the bye week?
Well, Metter didn't play.
Yeah, Metter dropped. They lost the bye week yesterday, too.
Well, the thing that happened, though, with Brunswick is while they're not playing, Appling blows out a 6A school, Ware blows out Baldwin, it's a pretty good program, and Camden puts 51 points on somebody by the half.
And didn't move up in the poll. You jumped Appling County over to Camden County Wildcats. Camden fans, there you go. There's your respect. There's your respect, Camden fans.
I love how he's trying to spin this. This is what he does.
You hang 51. You winning 51-0 at the half. You stay at number three, and you got people jumping up over you.
You had a 3A school beat a 6A school. I don't know what I don't. And again, this is not where I do this unbiasedly. There is a formula that I put all of these numbers in, and the formula computes out and spits these results out. So. You know, don't get mad at me. There's a formula that's used
here.
There's
no formula. The formula the is. One sports show in the Southeast. Well, Jason we'll get Bishop it after break. On the Bishop Media
Sports Network. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Camden County Wildcats blew the doors off of the Inlet Grove Hurricanes in a flagathon of a game, 51-18. With 51-0 at the half. Glen Academy notched their first win of the year, taking down Winder Barrow 35-14, and the Knights of Frederica took to the road to play single-A private GHSA opponent Calvary Day and went down 47-14. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, by Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighborhood pharmacy, Jets Pharmacy, or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
And now is the segment of the show where Kip is allowed to run roughshod and say whatever he wants to say without me having any say-so about it.
Highest rated segment week in and week out on this show. Look at the ratings.
It's the Bud
ratings
Hurt
don't
list.
Lie. That's what management says.
Okay.
All right, Jason, you ready?
I'm ready.
Number five on the Butt Hurt list this week, the Atlanta Braves bullpen got exposed in Los Angeles earlier this week. And if the Braves do not hold on to this lead in the NL East, look no further than the Atlanta Braves bullpen. Period.
I said in the weekend review the Braves are done.
Well, you said that Memorial Day, then you changed your mind. Now they're done again. Can we put you on record as saying that?
I said, you're right. Back on Memorial Day, they were done.
All right. Then you said they were going to the World Series last week, and then now they're done again. Wow. Number four on the Butt Hurt list, Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cam, get used to the fact that you're a backup quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to sign with somebody. You're going to be a backup.
He's going to be an analyst.
An analyst. Somebody will sign him, and he'll go to their locker room and stir up everybody and try to pretend that he's a starter, and he's not anymore. Cam, it's not 2015.
I'm gonna throw some at you.
All right.
Does Denver consider signing him?
They got Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock. Why not? Bring in Cam. You might can get one quarterback if you mix all three of them together.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Number three on the Butt Hurt list this week, Jason, the South Effingham Mustangs.
Okay, yeah.
They're awful. But here's a little tidbit of football knowledge that, you know, you don't think of. South Effingham's given up 51.5 points a game. And they haven't even played a region game yet. They're playing a single-A team and a triple-A team. They haven't even played a 6A opponent yet.
I was just going to ask you, have they played anybody from 6A yet?
And they're giving up 51.5 points a game.
In fairness, the two teams that they have lost to are both in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power ranking. So they're good programs.
The South Effingham Mustangs, they play their home games at the Corral. Somebody has left the Corral gate open because everybody's running through it.
Mm.
Wow. Number two on the Butt Hurt list this week, the Duke Blue Devils. And no, it's not basketball season. You lost to Charlotte last night.
Yes, you did.
You're a Power 5 ACC team.
Yes, you are.
That's supposed to be great. David Cutcliffe's your head coach. How much longer can he live off the Mannings? He coached Eli.
Okay.
He coached Peyton in college. How much longer can he live off the Mannings? How much?
Is there an expiration date?
Yes.
What you're asking?
Is there an expiration date on coaching the Mannings.
Okay.
Both of them are retired from the NFL now, so how much longer can he live off the Mannings? That's a question.
Okay.
That's a question that needs to be answered.
Does Duke ever consider firing him?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Is Peyton going to get upset? Is Eli going to get upset? Archie going to get mad?
Spurrier's not going to walk back through that door.
Spurrier's not coming back through the door. If they fired David Cutcliffe, would the Mannings get upset? I'm asking. I mean, none of them went to Duke.
No, that's for sure.
I mean, so, okay. And number one on the butthurt list, the North Carolina Tar Heels. It's not basketball season either.
As they should be number one
I'm tired of hearing all this Mack Brown, this Mack Brown. He's building North Carolina into a power. You went to Virginia Tech, who has been struggling, and you got beat 17-10 and looked bad in the process.
You have touted Sam Howell all offseason as the second coming of some great quarterback, and you put up 10 points.
10 points. Had the ball late in the game with a chance to go down and tie it. Couldn't get it done. North Carolina, you know, I'm telling you, Duke, North Carolina, ACC football outside of Clemson is awful.
Is the Big 12 now better than the ACC with the additions of everybody in UCF?
No.
Yes, they are.
No, the Big 12 is not better than anybody in football because Texas and Oklahoma is tired of toting them and left to come to the greener pastures of the SEC, which is the flagship conference in college
football. We're going to have a talk about Texas here in the next segment.
So,
I'm just letting you know.
North Carolina, number one on the butthurt list. And you had them in an early preseason top 10 about 2 months ago, by the way.
Who's that?
You did.
Had who?
You had North Carolina in some sort of preseason college football.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had them in my top 10. I sure did. Yeah. This is what
admitted something.
No, I'm honest with the listeners. I had them in the top 10 because, you know, I look at Sam Howell, I look at Mack Brown, and I see all the recruits that are coming into South Carolina. Mack Brown's getting them. I'm thinking, you know, looks like this thing's kind of starting to turn toward the other side. Somebody's got to step up and challenge Clemson. Why not North Carolina? And then they do this.
They do that.
And really, I shouldn't be shocked. Because this North Carolina has done every single solitary year. They start ranked in the preseason, and we get in game one, and they lose.
And then Duke, you lose to Charlotte. I mean, Duke's used to, you know, they're accustomed to hosting a regional in Charlotte. Okay. But lose to Charlotte in football? Are you kidding me, people? Then you got the Atlanta Braves bullpen, which is a story in its own.
Braves are done.
Yeah, they're done. They still have a 2-game lead, but they're done, according to Bishop. Cam Newton, I don't know. Somebody needs a quarterback out there.
I am really intrigued to see if Denver reaches out to him. Sign him to a 1-year deal, go through him, see what he can do. He's got to be better than Bridgewater. And then when that deal is over, you let him walk, and then you go full-fledged Aaron Rodgers.
South Effingham probably needs a quarterback.
They need, well, look, I'm not ready to take shots at South Effingham.
Why?
They lost to Metter, who's in my rankings, and they lost to Appling, who's number one in my rankings. So I'm not pooping on South Effingham. They lost to two really good football teams, and that's evidenced by being in my rankings.
And in spite of being as bad as they are, South Effingham would beat Jenkins today. If they play.
No.
Yes, they would win by two touchdowns.
No, they would not.
Yes, they would.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Back. Take a shot at you.
Yeah, you did. Jet back at the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. We'll do college football pick 'em in just a moment. But first, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, Nat's Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time at Georgia Farm Bureau. They know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call, 265-9175.
And here we go, our first official college football pick'em of the year. All right. Tulane at number two, Oklahoma. I'll take the Sooners.
I'll take the Sooners, too. They were supposed to go to New Orleans, but I want to say something about the Oklahoma people and give them some props. New Orleans got bashed by the hurricane this past week, so Oklahoma allowed Tulane to move the game to Oklahoma, and all the proceeds for the game 100% is going to Tulane University for this contest today.
That's great. Number 19, Penn State at 12, Wisconsin. I'm taking the Badgers at Camp Randall.
I'm taking the Badgers too. I think Wisconsin is going to push Ohio State for the Big Ten championship.
Somebody needs to, and I have the answer as to who it will be.
Okay.
Fresno State at number 11, Oregon. I'll take number 11, Oregon.
I'm taking Oregon. Oregon for right now, I mean, the Pac-12 really doesn't impress me a whole lot.
17 Indiana at 18 Iowa. I'll take Indiana on the road here.
I got Indiana picked as well. I'm not sold on Iowa or Iowa State, to be honest with you.
Miami of Ohio goes to Cincinnati. Cincinnati wins in a blowout.
Yeah, they blow out Miami of Ohio.
Number one, Alabama. Neutral site game, number 14, Miami. Alabama lost its starting quarterback, its starting running back, two starting receivers, two offensive linemen, their starting safety, and a few others that I can't even think of right now. Alabama's traditionally struggled against mobile quarterbacks, and guess what Miami has? A mobile quarterback in De'Aaron King. Miami upsets Alabama 21-17.
Miami gets beat by Alabama by two touchdowns today, and Alabama is going to play defense. You can sit here and you can throw out all these useless stats and whatever. Nick Saban recruits with the best of them, and Bryce Young is going to have his coming out party today against a porous Miami defense.
Keep your phone on you.
Oh, I'll have it.
Northern Iowa at number 7, Iowa State. Iowa State in a blowout. I like you were talking about pushing Ohio State. There's one of them in Iowa State, if they were in that conference.
Yeah, there you go. You caught yourself. Wow. I'll take Iowa State as well.
23 Louisiana Lafayette at 21 Texas.
Texas.
I'm calling the upset here. I'm taking Louisiana Lafayette to beat the Longhorns on their way to the SEC.
We'll see, but I'll take Texas at home.
San Jose State at number 15 USC. I'll take the Trojans.
I'll take the Trojans also.
Number 5, Georgia at number 3, Clemson. Clemson in a very similar situation that Alabama's in. Georgia's a better football team. I'll take the Dogs.
Hadn't circled this one yet.
What's the hesitation? There's no hesitation on my end. Georgia wins this game by 2 or 3 touchdowns. This isn't close.
I'll take Georgia by a thumbnail.
Okay. Florida Atlantic at 13, Florida. I'll take the Gators.
Yeah, I'll take the Gators big.
Montana at 20, Washington. Washington.
Washington, yes.
Kent State at number 6, A&M. Of course, A&M.
Yes.
16 LSU at UCLA. I'll take the Tigers.
I'm going to take UCLA.
Oh.
UCLA's at home. LSU's going out there with quarterback issues. UCLA is going to upset LSU today.
I don't see that happening. All right. Number 9, Notre Dame at Florida State. I'm waffling on this game. I really do. I don't believe in Florida State. I don't believe in Notre Dame. So who do I believe in less? I believe in Florida State less. So I'll take Notre Dame.
I don't believe in Notre Dame. They're breaking in a new quarterback. I just don't think they're that good. I actually think something special is going to happen with Florida State somewhere down the line this season with the story of Mackenzie Milton at quarterback.
I do like that.
I think Florida State's going to get the win.
They got to protect him, though.
I think Florida State will figure out a way to beat Notre Dame.
Louisiana Monroe at Kentucky in the SEC. I'll take Kentucky.
Kentucky's offense is like watching paint dry, but I'll take them in this contest.
Akron at Auburn. I'll take Auburn. Eastern Illinois at South Carolina, who's starting a graduate assistant at quarterback.
That's insane.
This is a close football game. South Carolina in a squeaker.
That's insane. A program is an SEC program, South Carolina, and you don't have a quarterback. You're starting a graduate assistant at quarterback. Are you kidding me, South Carolina? Nope. Never mind.
Louisville at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, big.
In the ACC, Northern Illinois, Devin Lafayette, former Brunswick High Pirate, in this football game with Northern Illinois, going to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech. I'll take Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I hope Devin has a great game, but Tech's a better football team, and they're building for the future.
Army at Georgia State. Georgia State, an up-and-coming program. I kind of waffle on this. I'm going to go Army here.
I'm going Army as well.
Gardner Webb at Georgia Southern. I'll take Georgia Southern. That's an easy one.
The Eagles in a big today. So I got LSU losing to UCLA, and I got Notre Dame losing to Florida State. Those are my two big upset picks of the week.
Mine are Texas going down to Louisiana Lafayette, and then, of course, Alabama getting beat by Miami, which will happen. Have your phone on you later.
You do realize that the king quarterback for the Hurricanes is coming off a knee injury, right?
Torn ACL, and they say he's 100%, looks great.
Yeah, until you got five stars at 280 pounds running at you full speed. Yeah, everybody looks great until that happens. That's the Mike Tyson mentality. Everybody has a plan till you get punched in the mouth.
For what it's worth, that's my favorite saying of all time. Please don't use it in the context that you're trying to use it against me to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, because it is my favorite saying of all time.
During football season, you don't know what you're talking
about.
But
I'm telling you right now, Alabama's not beating Miami. It's just not going to happen. They don't have the players.
I'd love to see Miami win that game.
And when I say don't have the players, I could hear the little scoff amongst the airwaves. What I mean by that is Alabama lost as much as they lost, and now they've got to refill those holes, and there's just no way that you're going to replace Mac Jones, those two receivers, Najee Harris, and be as productive as you were with those players. It's not happening. That's why Miami's winning the game.
Why are you worried about scoffs on the airwaves?
I'm just telling you.
When you scoffed at Camden.
I did no such thing.
You disrespect them with your rankings.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Camden County Wildcats blew the doors off of the Inlet Grove Hurricanes in a flagathon of a game. 51-18. It was 51-0 at the half. Glen Academy notched their first win of the year, taking down Winder Barrow 35-14. And the Knights of Frederica took to the road to play single-A private GHSA opponent Calvary Day and went down 47-14. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
He's going to get better.
It's called journalistic integrity.
He's going to get better, Camden fans.
It's called journalistic integrity. And I bleed Columbia blue and white.
Then how does the number one team that lost last night and dropped three spots in your poll, how does the number three team the previous week not jump up when they were beating somebody 78-0 at halftime?
Well, it was 51-0 at the half.
It could have been 100. Hmm. So how does a team not jump?
Well, you got to take into consideration, number one, the team that Camden played, you know, they needed some work. They weren't really a good, strong test for the Wildcats. And I do think the Wildcats are an upper echelon team for sure. Ware County, the team that was ranked ahead of Camden, beat a very good Baldwin team and beat it and did it convincingly.
Okay.
Appling beat a 6A school and did it convincingly.
They beat a 6A school. So, you know, they there's gave only up 60 points the week
only,
before.
There's only so much room when you get to the top of that ranking list. It's not easy to move up and down.
So, Camden fans, what you're hearing is you didn't do anything of note to cause you to rise up in the rankings.
That's not what I said. You're
That's
putting words in my mouth.
Basically what you just said.
No, it's not. Don't put words in my mouth.
I've never heard of an organized football team losing to bye week, but that happened twice last night. It happened to Metter. Happened to Brunswick High School.
This is funny to me because you sit here every week and you trash Metter, and I'm constantly telling you how good they are, and you trash them. And now here you are because it benefits what you're saying, and so now you're going to be pro-Metter.
You just don't expect teams to lose the bye week.
Okay.
Bishop needs to go back to football 101. Yes, you are correct.
Speaking of football 101, here it comes. These are my college football top 10 rankings. I'm going to give you the best college football team. I had North Carolina in here, but I had to take them out because they lost.
Which reinforces the fact of what you just said, Miss, on Facebook Live.
Okay. Actually, I'll go 1 to 10. That's what I'll do.
All right.
I'll go 1 to 10. My number one team in the country is the Georgia Bulldogs. I've got Georgia ranked number one in the country.
A little higher than what the pundits say, but I'm a Georgia fan, so okay.
All right. At number two, I've got the Oklahoma Sooners.
About where they are on the national stage.
Yeah, both those teams are legit.
Okay.
At number three, I've got the Central Florida Knights. Central Florida did everything they were asked to do against Boise State, a very good Boise State team. Got down, showed you the heart of a champion coming back and winning that football game. Central Making big plays Central. On defense at the end to win it, by the way.
Central Florida can't stop dripping water.
At number four, Iowa State.
But most folks got them in the lower half of the top 10.
I've got them at number four.
Okay. So at the playoff starts, it'll be Georgia, Oklahoma, Central Florida, and Iowa State is what you're saying.
Yeah, if we didn't play a season.
Wow.
Okay. At number five, the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Who? The Bengals? Bengals play pro football.
Cincinnati Bearcats, Kip. At number six, the USC Trojans. At number seven, the Miami Hurricanes. At number eight, the Oregon Ducks. At number nine, the Clemson Tigers. And rounding out my top 10 college football rankings, the Alabama Crimson Tide check in at 10.
So you got Alabama ranked 10.
Yes. I'll recap. Georgia 1, 2, Oklahoma 3, Central
Stop
Florida.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Right there, the poll lost all credibility. It's over. You don't need to say anymore.
At Iowa State?
No, you at number three. You lost the listeners out there.
Oh, you hate Central Florida, so it doesn't count.
They don't deserve to be number three in the country.
Number one is, yes, they do. Number one is Georgia. Don't. Number two is Oklahoma. 3, Central Florida. 4, Iowa State. 5, Cincinnati. 6, USC. 7, Miami. 8, Oregon. 9, Clemson. And 10, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Could Central Florida stop IMG Academy? I mean, IMG is probably one of the better high school football programs in the country. They get elite athletes, 4- or 5-star players from all over the country that come to IMG and play high school football. Central Florida would beat them in a game, but would IMG score 3 touchdowns?
Here's what I'm going to say to you. With the game on the line, Boise State driving down the field late in that football game to try and win that game, UCF's defense stepped up and made a play to concrete the win and put the game away for UCF. Their defense won them that game late. Their defense won them the game, period, after they got down by 21 points or 24 points or whatever it was, and their defense at that point shut Boise State down for 2 quarters and gave UCF a chance to come back. Defense won that game for the Knights.
They don't play defense, the point I'm trying to tell you, in that American Association of Flag Football, they don't play defense.
Except in week one, where they had to play defense.
I mean, they beat Boise. I mean,
Boise's a good team.
Boise apparently probably go to the Boca Raton Bowl or something like that. I mean, the winner of that game, to me, probably got a bid to the New Era Pinstripe Bowl.
The winner of that game stays in the college football playoff picture. The loser, they're out. Boise is out.
I mean, they might get a bid to the Orlando Bowl.
Boise State?
No, Central. I'm trying to think some bowls that Central Florida would play in. I mean, if they keep playing as good as they – if they keep winning, they'll probably go to Liberty Bowl or somewhere like that, AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Central Florida runs the gauntlet with wins over Boise State and a win over Cincinnati. Central Florida will be in the college football playoff.
Central Florida, I think they'll be in the – the Bahama Bowl. That'd be a good trip. The Bahamas Bowl. That's a good game. Then go down to Nassau and play in a football game against somebody like Fordham.
Well,
or somebody like that.
This should be to your happiness. I've got the non-national championship game is Georgia Central Florida.
Then the 1980 jokes will forever disappear.
Let's hope you win that game if you get there.
I'm trying Central Florida, New Era Pinstripe Bowl. That's what I'm calling.
All right.
Go Knights!
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. 2 locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need. Auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. going all out? M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!